get any better than this.
Chucky, you're awake. Good. Today's the day you get a big surprise. Look, Chucky, it's your little friends. Why don't you stay here and play while I set up your big surprise? Oh, thanks for coming to help you guys. You know I'm no good at this do-it-yourself furniture stuff.
No problem, Chaz. I like building things. Of course, I prefer working with bricks and cement.
What's the matter with Chucky?
Yeah, I never seen him so happy.
Maybe he's sick.
Maybe he's sleepy.
Maybe he just eaten a bad crayon.
Oh, no, it's that... I just got up from my favorite place in the whole world. My crib.
Boy, oh boy, do I love my crib. It's where I talk to my stuffed animals before I take my nap. It's where I sleep and dream my little dreams. It's where I lay in the morning and make noises till my dad comes in. My crib. I don't know what I'd do without it.
Chucky doesn't know he's getting a bed?
No, I thought it'd be a nice surprise.
You know, Charles, Lipschitz says you should always talk to a child before switching him to a strange new bed.
Trust me, Dee Dee, Chucky loves surprises.
And when I'm in my crib, everything looks beautiful. Behind those bars, I'm safe and sound. The world is my toaster.
Chucky, is that the crib that has the wide bars on it?
And it's all sides?
In the picture of the pink and blue sheep.
Yep, that's the one.
Why?
Well, I see the grown-ups just carried it out of your room in pieces.
What? No one took my crib anywhere. Why would someone take it? You'll see, it'll be right where it's always been. All cozy and comfy and...
Well, I guess the Chuckster found his surprise.
Okay now, Chucky, this is a new thing and you're feeling a little scared. But sooner or later, every kid has to start sleeping in a bed. So nighty-night, Chucky. Sleep tight.
I can't believe they expect me to sleep in this thing. No walls, no sights. What was that? There's something down there. That can't be. Things don't live under beds. There's nothing living under my bed.
Chucky!
Chucky, what's wrong? It's okay, Chucky, it's okay. Don't be scared of your bed. It's just a bed. A big person's bed because you're becoming a big person. It's exactly the same as your old crib, but it doesn't have any sides, that's all. Okay? Good night, Chucky.
Yeah, my dad's right. There's nothing scary under the bed. I mean, what could possibly be living under the bed? Unless it's an elephant or a troll. You're a monster!
Bingo. It's me, Chucky, the monster that lives under your bed.
But my daddy says there's nothing scary about this bed.
Right. What does he know? He doesn't have to sleep in this bed. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you come on down here? I got candy.
No way! You're a monster! You'll eat me!
Eat you? Me? Now why would I do a thing like that?
I'm not listening to you, Mr. Monster, because you're not real. You're just my imagination, that's all. There's no such things as monsters. There's no such things as monsters. There's no such things as monsters. There's no such...
So
Chucky, how's the new bed working out?
Oh, it's terrible. Just terrible. It's big and wide. It don't have no sides. And oh, you won't believe me.
Sure we will, Chucky.
There's a monster living under my bed.
But, Chucky, that can't be true.
It is. It is. I saw it with my own true eyes. It's big and gritty. It's got a long arm that was reaching out from under the bed and coming up to get me.
But, Chucky, that's not where monsters live.
Yeah, they live in caves and swamps and stuff like that.
But the one place they don't live is under beds.
Oh, brother.
Chucky, don't let those little baldies tell you lies. Of course monsters live under beds.
Really, Angelica?
Sure. Under beds is practically their favoritest place in the world.
I knew it! I knew it! I'm in trouble now.
That's not true, Angelica. There's no monsters under beds.
That's what poor little Barnaby Jones thought.
Huh? Who's that?
Oh, nobody. Just a kid who lived a few blocks over from here. A kid who didn't believe there was any monsters living under his bed, neither. Until one night.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
What you crying about? I got cake and ice cream down here.
Cake and ice cream? Oh, boy!
They never saw little Barnaby Jones again. So remember, there's only one place you can hide, under the covers. And sometimes the monsters can even get you there.
Chucky's gonna get eaten! Chucky's gonna get eaten by the monster under his bed!
I don't listen to her, Chucky.
Yes. A terrible singer.
I'm doomed.
No, Chucky, I'm not gonna let you be scared. And you know why? Because there's no monsters under your bed.
St. Charles, maybe Chucky will sleep better if Tommy stays over tonight. They do love their little sleepovers.
Good night, Chucky. Good night, Tommy. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Chucky, this isn't so bad.
Yeah, it's kind of okay.
I told you there weren't no monsters.
Yeah, maybe you was...
Wrong-a-roo.
Ah, you hit the zombie, you hear that?
Hear what?
Hear me, happy boy.
Angelica was right. There really is monsters under the bed.
Chucky, what's wrong? Come out from under the covers.
No way, Tommy. You were put out.
Angelica said this is the only place I'm safe.
Under those covers.
What for?
Because monsters aren't real, and you gotta look under the bed and show yourself they aren't real.
Why?
Because if you don't, you'll be scared of them forever and ever.
Is that a problem?
Chucky, you're gonna go down there, look that monster in the eye, and prove he isn't real. You're gonna stand up and say, I'm Chucky Grandel Finster, and I'm not a scared. You're right, Tommy. I can't be scared of no monsters, no matter how big they are.
Right.
No matter how ugly they are.
Right.
No matter how long and sharp their teeth are.
Right.
There's only one thing I want to ask you.
What's that, Chucky?
Please come with me, Tommy. Please, please, please. Don't make me go alone.
I'll come with you, Chucky, and you'll see once and for all, there's no such thing as monsters.
I'll go first.
Yeah, good thinking.
Okay, go ahead. Look under the bed.
You first.
But you're the one who's scared.
No, you're the guest.
Okay, on three, we'll both look under the bed at the same time.
Okay.
One.
Two.
What comes after two?
Three!
Yeah. Nothing there, right?
Right.
Chucky, Tommy, what are you guys doing down... Hey! My sweater! I wonder where this thing went. I must have left it down here when we were putting the bed together.
Is this what you've been scared of, Chucky? I know it's scary sometimes to be alone in your room at night, but believe me, there's nothing to be scared of. There's nothing under your bed. No elephants, no trolls. Of course, there's the occasional lint ball, but they're nothing to worry about. You're always safe in your bed. Nighty-night, boys. Sweet dreams.
See, Chucky, you didn't have anything to be scared of.
Yeah, I guess you was right. This bed isn't so bad. In fact, I kind of like it. You know, I think this might be the start of a beautiful friendship. Well, night, Tommy.
Night, Chucky.
Well, maybe there's still a couple of problems.
Supposed to be outside.
Just lucky, I guess.
You know, Chaz, your house could use a little sprucing up.
Let's be honest, Stu. The place is falling apart. Even the termites are beginning to complain.
Hey, I'm a finalist in the American Dunderhead Sweepstakes.
Chaz, everybody's a finalist in those stupid contests.
Oh, you don't understand, Stu. This is the only sweepstakes with Pat Sajak's picture on it. I could win $1, $5, or even $10 million.
Oh, wise up, Chaz. Nobody really wins those things.
Oh, shows how much you know. Ever heard of Mary Ellen Healy of Endicott, New York, or Mike Jasko of Dayton, Ohio?
Can't say that I have.
Well, they won $10 million, and I could be next.
Great, we're about to make this guy's dreams come true.
Yeah.
I don't know, Chucky. We might not be able to visit Grandma and Grandpa this summer. You see, things haven't been going so well at Daddy's office. Ugh, hope it's not bill collectors.
Are you Charles Finster? Do you know who I am? That's right. I'm TV personality Pat Sajak. Do you have any idea why I should be here at your home, 446 Braintree Lane? Because you've just won $10 million! That's right, $10 million! You're the winner of the American Dunderhead Sweepstakes!
I think we're going away.
Great! Where are we going?
Not you and me, Tommy. Me and my dad. And I don't know where we're going. But I think we might be going there forever.
Forever? How come?
I don't know. But my dad's been acting real strange. He got all these funny new clothes and stuff. And he even talks different.
The bonds are 100% tax-free. And there's absolutely no risk.
Gee, that sounds great, Jess. Maybe I should put some dough in.
Actually, there's a $50,000 minimum investment.
On second thought, maybe I better keep my assets liquid.
Don't worry, Chucky. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, we'll always be bestest friends.
I hope so, Tommy. I hope so.
Guess I'll see you around.
Leaky roofs, no more bill collectors, and you'll have all the toys you could ever want. We've got it made, Chucky. We've really got it made.
And you don't know where he's gone?
Nope, but I sure miss him.
You silly babies. Don't you know what's happened to Chucky? Chucky is rich.
What's rich?
Rich is when you got lots of money. When you're rich, you can do anything you want. Why, by now, Chucky's probably swimming in a pool full of ice cream.
Nah, he'd be too scared.
When you're rich, you can pay other people to be scared for you. Yep, he doesn't have to hang around with babies like you anymore.
No, Angelica, Chucky's not like that. He'd still be our friend no matter what happened.
You're wrong, Tommy. The rich are different from you and me.
We could play with electronic dinosaur action figures, or we could play with the race cars, or we could play with Reptartron. What do you want to do?
Fog hungry! Fog want to eat!
That's what you always say.
Chucky? Hiya, Chucky. I just finished working out with my personal trainer. Says my serve is really getting formidable. So, hey, what do you say we go over to the toy palace and get some more toys? Yeah, I guess maybe you got all the toys there are. Hey, I got it. Why don't we give Stu a call and see what all our friends are up to?
I'm just afraid I'm going to use the wrong spoon or something.
No, Stu, this is Chaz. He's not going to care what spoon you use.
Money changes people, Dee.
Stu, you're being ridiculous. Wow. You sure this is the place, Stu?
Yeah, look.
C. Norbert Finster, Esquire.
Norbert?
I didn't think he had a middle name.
Maybe he bought one. I told you he's changed.
That's the butler.
Oh.
So I slipped the senator a few bills and said, just think of me as a concerned citizen. Oh, Stu, Dee Dee, so good of you to come. Please sit down.
Thanks.
Jenkins, take Tommy here up to young Charles' room. Jenkins is a wonder with children.
So, nice place you got here.
Yes, it is, isn't it? I'm afraid I paid rather too much for it, but you know how these things are.
No.
Dee Dee, I really must show you my new glass elephant. It's one of a kind.
Wow, Tommy, you got 2 points.
A new record.
Now it's my turn.
Hey, you guys. Want to play roll the ball?
Guys.
What's the matter, Chucky?
If you guys aren't gonna play with me, you're not gonna play my toys neither.
So, this is it, huh?
I gotta give you credit, Chucky. You've done all right for yourself.
I have?
Yep. You know, I always said Chucky Finster had something on the ball, and this proves it. Why, you've got more toys even than me.
I do?
Uh-huh. So what do you want to play?
You're asking me?
Of course. It wouldn't be very nice of me to always make you do what I wanted to do just because I'm an eensy-weensy little bit bigger.
Did I mention those new glasses look really great on you?
I may not know art, but I know what I like. Oh, that's rich, Chaz.
Now, let's get down to business. If I may, I'd like to show you the prospectus on this new venture. They've got a concept here, Chaz, that's going to revolutionize personal hygiene in America. And I can get you in on the ground floor. I give you the Earwiz.
Are you sure you like this game, Angelica? You never used to.
Like it? I love it!
How come Chucky doesn't want us to play with his toys?
I guess it has something to do with us being rich.
Why would having lots of money make it different all of a sudden?
Yeah, I had a nickel once, and I didn't feel any different at all.
Angelica, how come Tommy and Phil and Lil are acting so strange?
Them? They're just jealous.
Jealous? What's that mean?
It means you got all this great stuff and they want it.
Oh. Angelica, are you just being nice to me because I got lots of new toys and because my daddy has $10 million?
Of course that's why, Chucky. You didn't think I actually liked you, did you? Now, what do you want to play next?
Charles, I promise you, this is the best investment you'll ever make.
Are you sure it's safe?
It's a sure thing. In 5 years, the Earwiz will be considered as indispensable as the electric toothbrush.
I made that no art, but I know what I like.
Who's he kidding?
Now, Stu, you didn't really give him a chance. You were ready to pounce on him the minute you walked in the door.
He's changed, Deed. That's all there is to it.
I'm sorry, Drew. You were saying...
I'm talking about the Earwiz Company.
Oh, the Earwiz Company.
Yep.
Are you sure it's wise for us to be putting in more money in a situation like this?
Absolutely wise. Trust me, Jesus.
Well, okay, Drew. Whatever you think. Bye. I didn't realize being rich would be so much work. Yeah, I think you're going to like this preschool, though. Many famous people send their children here, like Pat Sajak.
Shall we ask the new kid to play?
Finster?
No, he's not really our type.
New money, you know. Very common.
Charles.
Charles, we need to talk.
Of course, Drew, of course. Now, have some more caviar.
Thanks, but I've had enough. Charles, it's about the earwiz.
Drew, I'm tired of talking business.
Charles, listen to me.
Now, what do you say you and I have a quick game of tennis and then take a dip in...
Jazz? There's been a slight financial reversal.
Reversal?
It turns out the earwiz actually increases waxy buildup in the ear canal. The company, well, it kind of went bankrupt.
Drew, how much of my money did you put into this cockamamie earwiz thing?
About half.
What?
Just kidding, just kidding. Actually, nearly all of it.
God.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Angelica, you want to play ball?
With you? I can smell the oatmeal, Chucky. You're not rich anymore.
I'm not?
Nope. Did you hear what my daddy said? The money's all gone. Ride's over. Finito. Kaput.
Wow.
Here, want some caviar?
If you're going to keep anything at all, we'll have to act fast. First of all, this house, all this stuff, you're going to have to get rid of it right away.
This isn't happening. Why can't I wake up?
You'll have to move out of your house. And you'll have to leave that fancy-pants daycare center. And you know what else? All your new toys have to go back to the store.
Wow.
Not my elephant! I'll never give up my glass elephant! I know. I'll call Pat Sajak. He'll know what to do.
Chess, pull yourself together. It's over.
Stu.
Hiya, neighbor.
Listen, Stu, I'm sorry I acted like such a jerk when I was rich.
Hey, I'm the one who had the problem handling it. I guess maybe I was just jealous. So your money's all gone, huh?
Oh, not all of it. There's enough left to fix the roof, at least. And I did get to keep the glass elephant.
Tommy?
Hi, Chucky.
Oh, Chucky, I'm sorry you're not rich anymore. Don't be. Being rich isn't all that great.
Aren't you gonna miss the big house and all the toys and that swimming pool full of ice cream?
Nah, not as much as I miss being regular old Chucky.
It's good to have you back.
Boy, it is a nice elephant, Chaz. Oops.